Dear friends in Christ, the text for my farewell message is today's epistle reading from 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul writes about himself and his fellow worker Apollos. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave the growth. Today, as we look back over the history of this congregation during my ministry here, and also look forward to the future of this congregation, it is a day of sadness and joy. Sadness because the pastor whom the Lord of the church gave to you and the congregation to which he assigned me 11 years ago are now to be separated. The Lord has directed your pastor elsewhere. You did not ask your pastor to leave. You did not do anything to cause your pastor to leave. Neither did your pastor request this change. This is the Lord's will and doing. The Lord himself directed another call to your pastor, and he moved your pastor to recognize this call as the will of God, that he should enter a new field of service. We may indeed say with Job in this situation, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this is a day to look back with sadness at our parting. But it is also a day to look forward with joy in anticipation of the future God has in store for his flock here. As the Lord promises in Jeremiah, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And we trust and anticipate that just as the Lord gave me to be your pastor 11 years ago, and just as the Lord worked through my ministry among you, he will provide another shepherd for this flock. In our text, Paul first of all stresses that a Christian's allegiance belongs to no man except the God-man, Jesus Christ. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. The Lord Jesus does not build his church upon the personality of any individual. Those who during my tenure have joined this church owe their allegiance not to me, but only to the Lord whom I proclaimed, and of whom I am only a servant. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. Paul goes on to stress that the Lord alone receives the glory for whatever is accomplished by his ministers. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. God in his grace has richly blessed Holy Cross over the past decade. This morning I was thinking about how different things are. In the lobby before church, I saw Dennis and Jerry Melstadt and Doug and Sue Jansen. They're about the only ones here today who were here 11 years ago. I was looking at some old bulletins recently, and I noticed that on this Sunday, 10 years ago, the attendance was 12. Five of those were me and my family. And one was the organist. And of course, we're now sitting in what used to be the lawn where our children used to play. I know that the growth of this congregation will continue because it's not coming from me or based upon me. It is God alone who makes his church grow. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. This church has an exciting future. There are many challenges and opportunities ahead. And the Lord will give you the new shepherd you need to embrace those challenges and opportunities and to take advantage of them for the continued growth of his kingdom here. Paul also stresses that the ministers of Christ work together in a mutual ministry in which they build on one another's work. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. In my work here, I built on the labors of my predecessors. Not only my actual predecessor, Reverend Glenn Wurderman, in the pastoral office of this particular congregation, but I also built upon the work of countless other predecessor pastors in all the lives of the individual members of this church. And after me, the Lord will send another, the third pastor called to serve here in the 18-year history of this congregation. And he will build upon my work. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. Finally, Paul stresses that all the Lord's pastors and all the Lord's people must build only on Jesus Christ, only on the pure doctrine revealed in God's word. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Terry is, of course, from South Dakota, and we very much hope and plan to come back here to visit. Perhaps for the 25th anniversary of this congregation in 2020, and Lord willing, maybe even for the 50th anniversary of this congregation in 2045. When I do return, what I hope and expect to find most of all is a congregation of faithful believers abiding by the pure doctrines of the Holy Scriptures. Continue to build this congregation on that foundation alone. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. I want to close with a personal note of thanks to all of you, the Dakota Dunes community, and especially the Holy Cross Lutheran Church family will always be very special to Terry and me. It's very fitting that one of my last pastoral acts here was confirming our daughter Anna, for it was here that our children grew up. It was among this gathering of God's people that our children were all confirmed and received their first communion at this altar. My service as your pastor has truly been a great joy for me and my family. You are very kind and loving and simply wonderful people. Whomever the Lord chooses to direct here as your next pastor is very blessed indeed. Amen.